ओम शांति। 15th दिसंबर 2003 अव्यक्त मूर्ति। 8th पॉइंट, द हेडिंग इज यू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ ट्रेजर्स इन योर माइंड, नाउ पुट दिस इनटू योर एक्शंस। योर माइंड हैज बीन फिल्ड विद अ लॉट। बाप दादा आल्सो हैज अ टीवी टू सी व्हाट इज इन योर माइंड। हियर दिस टीवी ओनली शोज द एक्सटर्नल फेस, बट बाप दादा हैज एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू सी द स्टेट ऑफ योर माइंड एट एवरी मोमेंट। सो अ लॉट is visible in your mind. When he sees the TV of your mind, he is very pleased. You have a lot of treasures and a lot of powers. However, it becomes according to capacity in actions. Now put this into your actions, into your words, on your face and in your behavior. Only then will everyone say, just as you have the song that Shaktiyas have come, that all of you are Shaktis of Shiva. Pandavas are also Shaktis. Then the Shaktis will reveal Father Shiva. Now, finish all the little games. Now, finish all the little games. Now, let your stage of retirement emerge. So, at this time, Bab Dada is seeing all of you children as stars of hope who fulfill Baba's hope. When any situation arises, remember this slogan. Transformation, transformation, transformation. So, Baba is saying, your mind has been filled with lot and Baba also has TV. Baba sees what is there in your mind. This TV has got external face, but Baba has an instrument to see the state of your mind every moment. So, a lot is visible in your mind. When he sees the TV of your mind, he is very pleased. You have lot of treasures and lot of powers. However, it becomes according to capacity in action. Now, put this into your actions, into your words, on your face and in your behavior. Only then will everyone say, just as you have the song that Shaktiyas have come, all of you are Shaktis of Shiva. Pandavas are also Shaktis. Now finish all the little games. What to do? Finish all the little games. We will see about 10 games. Total 20 games. 10 proper games and 10 some other games. What are the games which we play? Yesterday Sakar Murli 2 games were discussed. What are the different games children keep on playing? Types of games. Baba wants that you should finish all these little games now. Enough is enough. First game, clay game. Clay means soil. Clay means soil. Soil game. What is this game? Mitti. You are playing with this soil. This body is a soil. You are playing with this body. All the gratifications of this body are what? Just the play of playing with soil. All the sensual happiness is playing with soil, is playing with clay. Stop this game now. Enough is enough. You have played it for about 2500 years. What have you achieved? Hankering, sense hankering. Running after the pleasures of the body. Running after the pleasures of this flesh. What has it given you? Stop this game. Clay game. Or soil game, first. Second, doll game. Dolls. Stop playing these doll games. Now you are in the stage of retirement. You are no more a child. Still you are playing this doll game. Mood on, mood off. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. Why this game? Acting childish, acting like children. You are now grown up. You are ancestors of the world. You are progenitors of the world. You are forefathers of the world, Purvaj. And you are playing doll games. Stop playing doll games. Third, hide and seek. hide and seek. Baba is searching you again and again, but you are hiding somewhere. He has to do so much efforts to search you, but you hide sometime behind the Maya, sometimes in the sensual pleasures, sometimes in the worldly affairs, sometimes in the worldly news, sometimes in the instruments of sense. Stop this hide and play. Luka Chipi. This is the third type of games you are playing. Stop, finish all the little games. Enough. Fourth, snakes and ladders. Snakes and ladders. You go up and suddenly a snake bites you. You come down. You go up. You reach 98 and the moment you enter 99, a snake is sitting there. Ego, arrogance, and you are back to square one, straight to zero. I have done this. I am doing this. I have done this seva. Nobody can do such a seva like me. I am the greatest. I am the highest. Holier than thou attitude. I am better than you. I have better skills. I have better specialties. I speak better. My churning is good. All forms of arrogance. This is my speciality. This is my nature. I feel it should be done this way. My heart says this. My heart feels this. Arrogance. Stop this game of snakes and ladder. Fifth, boxing. Sometimes Maya punches you. Few times you also punch her. But you fall down. Wounded, bruised, unable to get up. Baba says, stop this boxing. Enough. You are not to become warrior. Don't instill the sanskars of warrior in you. You have to come in golden age, not in silver age. So how long you will keep on fighting like this? You have to become the conqueror of Maya. Not only that, you have to make others into conqueror of Maya. That is the occupation of Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumaris. Next, wrestling, kushti. Sometimes Maya defeats you, sometimes you defeat Maya. Probably you are not doing proper rehearsal. Probably you are not training your body, that they do it in physical manner. Probably you are not training the spirit, training the soul. Your soul is not yet so strong. It is not doing physical, spiritual drills so intensely as is required. And that's why you remain weak and you get defeated. Next, somersault. Yesterday's Murli, somersault. What do you call it in Hindi? Bajoli. What is the bajoli here? What is the somersault here? Sometimes up, sometimes down. I am not talking of what somersault Baba told from regarding the entire kalpa. I am talking only of the confluence age. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Stage keeps on fluctuating. That is somersault. Stop this game of somersault. Next, tug of war. Okay, yes, that's also a game. Tug of war. I didn't think of this, but it is also a game. Tug of war. On one side, you are there. On another side is Maya. Sometimes she pulls you on her side and you are gone. Sometimes she becomes almighty, strong, and you become weak. So tug of war. Stop playing this game. Next, football. Baba has said in many of the Murlis, football. What they do in football. All obstacles are like ball. They come to you. You have to kick them. Rather than getting wounded yourself. You are a goalkeeper as if. And Maya is kicking balls at you from different angles. She is very expert and tricky. You have to prevent this ball from going inside. So you have to become best goalkeeper also. Next, treasure hunt. You know this game, treasure hunt? Treasure hunt is a very, very famous game where what they do is they hide things at different places and then you have to search them. Children play this treasure hunt a lot. Hiding things and then you have to search where they are. What are we doing here? Baba has given us so many treasures. But Maya has hidden them at different places and most of our time is spent in searching those treasures. Where are they? Where are the powers? Where are those divine sanskars? Where is the gyan? Where is knowledge? Where are those virtues? Where is happiness? Where is purity? Where are those divine actions, charitable acts? Where are those blessings? Where is time? So all this are the treasures. And we are searching all these treasures. Though everything is here only, all treasures are within us. And we are searching them outside. We are trying to search happiness in outside people and objects, things. This is also a game. When you have been told that all treasure is within you, here, not outside. Search, stop the outside search. So this treasure hunt. Next, musical chair. There is one thing which is required for musical chair. You know musical chair, all of you? Hasta hua nurani chehra. So that musical chair, there is one quality which is required in that. If you don't have that quality, you miss. You should be very much ever ready. Very much active. Any time the whistle will stop or the song will stop, you should have a seat. You should be able to sit immediately. If that seat is missing, if that seat is gone, you are gone. You are out of the game. This is also a game. Game of effort. Game of purusharth. If you are not ever ready, you will be out of the game. What to talk of? Baba is talking in of 8 and then 108, then 16,000 and then 9 lakhs. You will be somewhere behind if you are not ever ready, if you are not prepared, if you don't know where to if you don't have a seat the moment the whistle stops. Baba said everything will happen without any forewarning. Sudden happenings. Are we ready for that? How many? 11. There were 10 only. He added tug of war. So all these are the games. There are so many games, different games we can add into this. Mimicry is one. We keep on mimicking Maya. And different roops and different forms of Maya. Children play mimicry game. Children like to play mimicry. They mimic their parents, their teachers. Here also we mimic. Mimic an angry man, a jealous person. So that is a mimicry game. Stop all these little games. So these are the proper games. Then there are different games. What are the other games? Game of victory and defeat. Game of rise and fall. Game of ascending stage and descending stage. Game of mood off. Good mood and bad mood. Game of positive and negative. Game of powerful and waste. Game of... What are the games? Up and down, rise and fall, ascending stage, descending stage. Why these games? Happiness and sorrow, overjoyed and depressed. These are all the games. Quit playing games now. Stop playing games now. Finish all these little games now. Those games and these games. Sometimes stage is very good, sometimes stage is down. This is a game. Stop all the games. Finish all the games. Let us examine ourselves and see what games I am playing. There is one more game. Baba calls it Bahanebazi. Excuses. There is one more game. Game of complaints. And there is one, yet another game, which I told recently. What is that? Blame game. Blame game. Abusing other, accusing others, casting aspersions on others, disdaining others, insulting others, berating others, belittling us, others. My condition is because of this person. What is happening in my life? All misfortunes have happened because of this particular Brahmin. He is responsible for my low stage. My senior, my junior, my colleague, something, somebody of these three. That sister has done this, this sister has done this, this brother is doing like this to me. Why this brother does this? All these things. Blame game. Start blaming others. Actually, this is one of the easiest method, people think, of relieving our own anxiety. But actually, it never relieves. It increases inside. So that is why it is, stop this defensive game. To protect oneself, we abuse others. Then there is one more game of criticism. Criticize others. Criticize everybody. Everybody is at fault. Let us criticize them. So this game of criticism. Who has told you to judge others? Game of judging others. Who has told you to become judgmental? You mind your own business. You don't have to judge whether the other person is doing right or wrong, whether his purusharth is right or wrong. Baba will take care of him. You need not to worry about him. So stop this game of judging others. Stop this game of criticism. Stop this blame game. Stop this game of complaints. So many complaints we have about everything. This place is not good. This room is not good. These people are not good. They are very cunning. They are very diplomatic. Don't enter that department. This department is very diplomatic. Everybody is a politician. Why? These are all the games, different types of games. Okay, so let's quit playing these games. Om Shanti.